Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixedupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style, life, and pretty much anything people will tolerate me talking about. Don't Mix In, episode 2. Today we're going to talk about thrifting, what I found when I did it after a long time of not doing it, and my style tips to make the experience a little more efficient. If you want more information, this is from a blog post on mixedupwithcurves.com. I tried thrifting and this is what happened. And then you can see the outfits that I came up with. There's some links also to some of those pieces so you can find similar items for yourself, and you'll just get some visuals of the outfits that came together after thrifting. All right, let's hold that thought for a minute so we can hear about one of my sponsors. All right, have you ever thought of starting your own podcast? So when I was getting started with Don't Mix In, my sister was like, hey, you should start a podcast. And I was like, yeah. And then I just kind of stayed there. So my question was, how do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other places where people actually get to listen to my show? And where do I find advertisers? So the answer was Anchor. Really simple. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free. The price is right. So, and it's also super easy to use. I think what I like most about it is that I can just record from my phone, so I don't need to be on my desktop. So if I have time and I'm in my car, I can just go ahead and create an episode right then and there and just plug in my mic or just use my phone. So if you always want to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Let me set it up. So I had a high ponytail. I had a dark brown lip liner and then nude lip gloss. Then I had like a men's style shirt that I kind of cut up a little bit, and then I had tied it at my waist, and then a flare of jeans and platform little heels and a Native American style choker. I was channeling Janet Jackson pretty much circa 90s. And so the 90s, yeah, that was the last time that I had done any kind of thrifting and was, going to the Goodwill and that sort of thing. So I noticed that I cycle back to things that remain true. So like, besides trying to channel Janet Jackson, I would say just expressing myself through style. And since my blog is a blog for, style on a budget, I think thrifting made sense, so I decided to give it a chance as an adult and then just kind of see what would happen. So for thrifting, you know what? When I first thought about doing it, I was pretty skeptical because the last time I was doing it, I was 16. And I'm thinking that my style has changed a little bit since I was 16. That's when I would just cut up shirts and, just put anything together, just trying to be interesting. So I thought, okay, my style's not the same as when I was in high school. And then the other thing is just having curves, it's a little more difficult sometimes to find items. So those were the things that I was like a little worried about even trying it. But, interestingly, the person who kind of got me into it happens to be 16. So my 16-year-old goes to thrift shops a lot. And so I've been taking her, and that's kind of how I ended up trying it, because I had to be there anyway. The other thing is that with my blog, the original intention of it for Mix It Up With Curves was to mix things up, to try different things. So I was like, okay, let me push myself a bit. And I also had to kind of get over the fact that these are clothes that are used. When I was younger in high school, my mom was mortified because, coming from Dominican Republic, she was like, we're lucky that we have opportunities and we can buy you your own like new clothes. Why are you buying like old clothes? Like, she just thought that was, kind of strange. And so I had to get over that. Like, okay, these are clothes that have been used, but they're still, you know, fine. So I had to kind of get over those little things. And I had to be thinking about, what am I trying to do with my blog, and trying to just try something different. Cause you never know if you're going to like it or not. And that was kind of the objective of the blog in the first place. So I did find some pretty good things when I went thrifting. And a lot of the items I found, I felt like brought new life to my wardrobe. And that's what you want, right? You want to already be able to match with the items you have in your wardrobe. You know, like if you listen to the other episode I had about how to, you know, avoid buying things you're not going to wear. So you want to look for things that are going to go with what you already have. So I felt like I had a lot of items that did, you know, fit right into my current wardrobe. So I'm going to get into my tips for thrifting and how to make it as efficient as possible. All right, tip one, it's what to look for. So for me, I go in the sections that have blouses, dresses, skirts, and then I even look at the nightgown area, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So the thing with thrifting is, what I noticed is that it's a lot of stuff. So you gotta think about like places you go to that you have to go through the racks a bit to find your gems. So I'm thinking like TJ Maxx, Ross, those sorts of places where you have to really just kind of be ready to look through things. So I think thrifting's the same way. Set aside some time when you're gonna go and have a plan of what sections you're gonna go ahead and try to tackle. That way you're, you know, pretty efficient in finding some things, and you're just not sifting through items that it's just harder to find some gems in those other sections. So I found a skirt that was kind of like a tulle white skirt. It's super cute. You'll see on my blog, on this actual blog post of I tried thrifting and this is what happened on mixedupwithcurves.com. And it's just a fun skirt. That was like $6.50, I believe. And then I went over to the nightgown section and found this kind of black and I guess gold pattern slip dress, and that fit perfectly, and that one was like $3.50 or something like that. I think I put that on the blog post, but anyway, it's just things that were pretty different but will work with my wardrobe, you know, from those two sections. All right, the sections I don't go to, what I stay away from when I'm thrifting, this basically pants and jeans. I just don't do it. I don't have the time. If I had a lot more time to go and try on a bunch of things, I would maybe tackle these, but I feel like jeans and pants in general are just a little trickier for curves. So I want my thrifting experience to be fun, and so I don't want to mess up my vibes by having an issue with like, oh, I don't like these pants, and then you start, you know, all that stuff. But yeah, those sections, just I felt like it was a little more difficult to find things for curves. In terms of where I go, I've been going to Savers. I feel like it's pretty organized and clean. You know, in fact, when I try on stuff and then I kind of, well, you know, just kind of throwing it over my shirt or whatever, and then, you know, you just put it not where you found it. Like, I see people about 2 minutes later putting it back. So I'm like, hey, they're on top of it here. Anyway, all right. So I felt like Savers is pretty organized. There's one close to us too, so it makes it easier anyway. I stay away from the places that are considered to be cool spots that are a bit trendier, and people are going there to say it's vintage and all that. That's just doesn't work for me, because it ends up having not cool prices. The prices are more expensive. And then it kind of just takes the fun out of thrifting, that you're trying to find like a deal, right? You're ending up, you know, paying for something, you know, a lot more than you would, at other places. So yeah, I just kind of stay away from those, spots. What to expect when thrifting. So first thing, I think just that you're going to have to put aside some time to find some good stuff. And then you can find some pretty decent brands, because you gotta think, it's just people, you know, getting rid of clothes that aren't serving them anymore. So I found some stuff from Banana Republic, Ann Taylor, Charlotte Russe, The limited, I was like, oh, they don't exist anymore. But before I did this podcast, I just looked them up online and hey, they're still around. Okay. And I actually, one of the blouses I have on the blog post, for this, that this podcast is based on is a blouse from the limited that has like a tie neck. And I love the color. It's like a blush color. So anyway, so just think of the brands that you can find all in one place. And a lot of stuff I found was under $15 in the blouse area. Same with skirts and same with dresses. Hey, and there's a bonus with thrifting because, you know, you're reducing waste. People toss out clothes. And so you're helping with that. So you can go ahead and use that line when your significant other is like, what, you're shopping again? You go, hey, I'm reducing waste. What have you done today, right? You're welcome, right? I also think of thrifting as just kind of like a creative rebellion. So if you think about it, you know, most of the items you get at stores, other people can get them too, right? So, you know, I got like a watercolor skirt. It's real pretty. And I'm like, why did someone get rid of this? But anyway, and I paired it with a gray top and it looks great. But, you know, it's not something you can find in a store. So I feel like you're going to have a really unique piece when you go thrifting. And in addition to bringing new life to your wardrobe and then bringing new life to an item that got tossed out. So it's a win-win. And then you're just, you know that when you're walking around, you're like, ha, no one has what I have. Want more information? Head over to mixitupwithcurves.com. I am going to link the blog post that I'm referring to in the show notes. And the blog post is, I tried thrifting and this is what happened. So on that blog post, you're going to see that all the items that I refer to in this episode. You will also see that nightgown. I want you to go check it out and how I paired it with a tunic from Who What Wear. And you could just see how that turned out. And then you can also see the items and similar links. So like I said, so these items are not in stores, right? So what I did is I linked some other items for you that are comparable. All right. If you're liking what you're listening to, go ahead and subscribe. And then go ahead and leave a review. That'd be really helpful. So I know what you like, what you don't like. And I will talk to you guys next time. Thanks for listening. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.